This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and Mike Ray Grant on 7-5 Radio. We are red hot rolling the 17th of May, 2025. And once again, I'm on the phone because I'm at a party in Tysons Corner, Virginia. And the venue is too loud, so I have to do it on the phone. But first break, I'm going to see if my computer works outside. Anyways, Mike, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Doing great, brother. Thanks.
Outstanding. Walter, how are we doing tonight?
Apparently not as good as you are, my friend.
Yep, I'm standing outside a venue, a whole bunch of lovely ladies, and I'm out here by myself again. Anyways, let's say hi to all of our special listeners, including Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman of the Onondaga's New York Fire Department, as well as New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, New York's strongest, and those living on Long Island, especially in the 2nd Congressional District. First order of business, as always, we want to remember those members of the law enforcement community who are murdered in the line of duty, especially this being Police Week here in Washington, D.C. Fortunately, we have no names to read off. Our first story tonight has to deal with refugees. Early last week, in Newark, New Jersey, you had members of Congress with the mayor of Newark visit a ICE facility, which happens to be under a contract. A private contract is running the facility, and the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, was shown the door, and then eventually he was arrested for trespass. So it was nothing but a big photo op for whatever reason. Of course, the mainstream media was there. One of these communist members of the New York City Council, who was also running for mayor, happened to be there. A bunch of other politicians, politicos, and just total dirtbags, as well as the mainstream media. You had cameras galore, like a press conference. It was a photo opportunity. Anyways, you had the mayor. He was arrested for trespass. And, of course, he made news. The mayor of Newark is running for the governor of New Jersey. Good luck with that, especially with the current transit strike. So it was a big brouhaha over nothing. It's a big photo op. And my personal opinion, I think if the ICE agents just told the mayor, go kick rocks and just let him be, eventually the bullhorn mob mentality media would go away. Well, what say you about the mayor of Newark getting arrested for just touring a ICE facility and then being arrested after he peacefully left the facility?
Look, this was a planned insurrection, okay? They went in there with all intentions of bringing attention to themselves, creating havoc. I don't know what the mayor did inside, but we certainly saw what happened outside. You had people running into the security staff. You had people bumping into him, trying to knock him over, trying to get him out of the way. And then they turned around and said they didn't do what was said. We saw it with our own eyes. Each and every one of them should be arrested for minimal, at least, assault. I don't know what the property I don't know what the property contradictions would be, if it's public property or private property, because you know it's a facility that is funded by our government, so you know it's sticky there. So the trespassing charge, I don't know if that's going to work, because you can't be trespassed from a public place. You could be charged with disorderly conduct, but in minimal, they should be charged with disorderly conduct, simple assault. It was an insurrection. So let's bring back January 6th and go to it, because they did it deliberately. They did it deliberately. Why? Who the hell knows? They're all a bunch of idiots. They're acting like little children. Not even little children. You know, like middle school children. Who's the toughest? You know, we're going to come into your classroom and I'm going to kick your ass. We're going to come to your classroom. We're going to kick yours. You know, it's just ridiculous what these demo creeps are pulling. And then denying that they did what was said that they did. And then they called it peaceful. You know, it wasn't peaceful. So I believe that each and every one of them need to be held accountable for their actions. And stop the filibustering when they are being questioned about their actions. If they start to filibust, just lock them up. Just lock them up. Period.
Wow. Mike, do you have anything to add to this?
Walt nailed it. He's absolutely right. They got to be held accountable. Listen, they've been pulling these games and burn down cities and everything else for how long now without consequence? There has to be consequence, or this is just going to get worse and worse and keep continuing. So Walt absolutely knocked it out of the park. He nailed it.
Right. But anyways, we go from you know, all these mostly brown illegal aliens that are going to get deported because they're criminals. Because Tom Holman said on the Sean Ryan podcast that they're going after the criminal illegal aliens, and he's doing a hell of a job. But you have these South African refugees coming in, you know, all white, and Donald Trump gave them a refugee status, brought them in because, again, they're having a genocide in South Africa now. On the political cesspool, they've been talking about this for 20 years, bringing people in from South Africa that live in South Africa, telling about what is going on in South Africa that, of course, mainstream media just absolutely ignores because the simple fact is you have white refugees being just slaughtered. But anyways, then you got the, of course, typical left-wing media criticizing Trump for bringing in white refugees. I mean, refugees come in all shapes, sizes, colors, creeds, shades, or whatnot. So just absolutely disgusting that it's absolutely disgusting and typical that these left-wing media types like Al Sharpton bitch, moan, and complaining that Donald Trump is bringing in these South African refugees because they are white. I mean, does refugees always have to be people of color, or, you know, can they be Caucasoids too? What say you about Trump bringing in South African refugees who just so happen to be Caucasian?
Well, you know, I don't know much about it. So off the cuff, like you said, Scoop, a person in need of a nation is a person in need of a nation. It doesn't matter what color they are. It doesn't matter where they come from. It doesn't matter their political beliefs. Their religious beliefs, it doesn't matter. If they are accepted into a country because of a certain circumstance, I don't see a problem with white refugees. I don't see a problem with brown, black, yellow, red. I don't see a problem with it. What I do see the problem is now we see where the prejudice comes in, because it's all about them. Whoever they may be, because you didn't bring in my heritage people, it's all about them. They're the ones calling the color. They're the ones calling the kettle black. They're the ones calling the frying pan gray. They're the ones that are starting the nonsense. And this is where it's got to stop. Freedom, like I said before, freedom of speech only goes so far. Okay? We'll get to Comey in a minute, but that wasn't freedom of speech. It's not freedom of speech when you create such a situation where it annoys or alarms and brings people to believe that they may be physically hurt in some way, or emotionally hurt. So this nonsense with this, I could say what I want when I want. There's limitations to it. There's limitations to it. But I don't care. Like I said, I don't care if they're white. I don't care if they got one eye in the middle of their forehead. If they are a refugee, which is different from an illegal migrant, I'm fine with that.
Right. Mike, can you add to that, or is just Walter just hit another one over the fence?
Walter definitely hit another one over the fence. I was following that for a while. So these people were being, you know, they had their property taken away from them by the government. They're being assaulted, murdered, raped, you know. So they're actually real refugees, but Walt nailed that one.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about the wonderful judge in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, getting locked up. Also, Mike has some information on UFO and James Comey. Stay tuned, everybody. This is Thunder Fire Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The Foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Tanilla's Instagram account. Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and Mike Rickbrand. I am once again still on the phone at an awesome birthday party out in Tyson's Corner, Virginia. And I'm still trying to set up the equipment. But anyways, our next story, we got the judge in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, a Judge Hannah. What's your last name? Hold on.
Judge Ugly.
Yeah, I don't have her name. Judge Hannah. Of course, the internet doesn't work. Anyways, we got this idiot judge down in Wisconsin, that faced indictment charges because she obstructed justice and prevented ICE agents from doing their job because they had a administrative warrant to put this another illegal alien criminal into custody and on his way out the door. But she did get indicted. She did have to face her accusers, and hopefully she will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Mike, I'll give it to you. What say you about this judge? Does she deserve being indicted, or is she exercising some judicial discretion?
No, she absolutely deserves indictment, right? So you have all these radical judges, whatever, these activist judges that are trying to legislate from the bench. That's not their role. They're usurping, the legislative authority of the government. So their role is to just, interpret the law based on the Constitution. Instead, what they're doing is trying to legislate for their own personal belief systems. It's completely, wrong. It's basically insurrectionist, right? So, yeah, absolutely, she should be prosecuted. But they need to do more of these. There need to be more judges being prosecuted for doing exactly this, for trying to obstruct, government legislation based upon their own personal beliefs. You know, you need a standard. The system, you know, the system needs a standard. It needs to be kept, you know, imbalanced and impartial and just interpretive. And they're completely destroying that. So I'm happy to see that. I would like to see more of that, to be honest with you, to kind of restore us back to a place where our judiciary actually does its job.
Right, right. It's, and it's Judge Hannah Duggan of Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. I guess Milwaukee City is in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. But anyways, you're actually right on that. Walt, you got anything to add to Mike's comment?
Well, I refer to Milwaukee as the cannibal city, and I think everybody knows why. However, be that as it may, I agree with Michael 110%. The idea of a sitting judge making that decision in front of a courtroom full of people, you know, and with the attorney should be held accountable also, because he's an officer of the court who accepted this from the judge, you know, to go out the back door and into chambers and try to get out the side door. The judges that are dictating to Mr. Trump about going back to South America and getting these people that didn't get due process, it's not their call either. You know, they're part of a team, supposed to be part of the team, and they are playing for themselves and their own beliefs. You know, it's like you get up with the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth, and the call sign is, you know, for you to bunt, and you hit a grand slam, I think you should get a good talking to, smack on a wrist for not following instructions to do that bunt. I don't care how much of a hero you think you are. Same thing with these judges. They think they're above it, and they're not, and they're not. And I hope that our fearless attorney general, I know she feels the same, and she has her own strong beliefs about it, but instead of going on Fox News or other medias and telling people what they're going to do, just do it, hon. Just do it. I've been saying this for months. Just do it. So, because it's there for the doing, just do it. And I'm glad this judge got handcuffs put on her and taken out with the perp walk.
Right, and hopefully it's a lesson to everybody else in the judicial system. Like, you are not above the law, number one, and number two, you will be held accountable for your actions. Because, especially the defense attorneys, because, I mean, their job is just to be a liar, to just be a shyster, just actually to BS the jury or the judge on what their client did. Because, we all seen firsthand about how these judges just absolutely manipulate the system and manipulate the facts and just make the poor cop sitting on the stand just look like an idiot. So, anyways, hopefully she gets what's come to her. And one thing that gets me is that this judge does not live near these people. For the simple fact that, like, oh, we got another illegal alien. Oh, the ICE wants to take. Deport them. We're going to do what we can to help them escape. Now, if this lady lived near these people like I do, she would do everything in her power to assist ICE to make sure that this guy is taken away, because these people bring nothing to the table. First of all, they're terrorizing their own people, number one. Number two, when they go to the grocery store, they don't have to worry about paying for anything because they just take what they think is theirs. Because, again, especially in these woke cities, these blue cities, the cops won't come because they know that the district attorney or commonwealth attorney won't do anything to put these people behind bars. And then you got the sheriffs of these local jurisdictions. They refuse to cooperate with ICE. ICE would call up and say, hey, we want Jose Stanton. And unless there's actual paperwork to hold Jose Stanton, they're gonna let that guy free, and they do nothing except terrorize the same neighborhoods that these so-called law enforcement people are sworn to protect. So anyway, so on top of that, you have 10, 15 people living in a house made for maybe five, maybe six at tops. paying like $700-$800 a month to rent a room, and you got to share a bathroom with some nasty person. So again, I know what goes on in these neighborhoods because I live in this neighborhood. And we talked about this last year in the beginning of this year that, you know, I'm not living the best of accommodations. And in these big cities, it's just it costs an absolute fortune to live. And so you're stuck living with, you know, with legal aliens. And these scumbag landlords, they don't care. They can get like $500-$600 a piece sharing two to a room and sharing like four to a bathroom. They don't care. Anybody have anything else before we move on to our next subject? Anybody?
No. Go ahead. Hit the gas. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm going to turn this next subject over to Mike Rakebrandt. He was talking about, he wants to talk about UFOs and whistleblowers. And here's something about government whistleblowers. Everybody that is a whistleblower for the government, their careers are ruined. I don't know, Mike, is it me or is it the government does everything to not protect whistleblowers?
Oh, no, they go after them with everything they can, and to the point of there's allegations not proven yet, but allegations I'm even trying to kill these guys, you know, over the years. So it's a wild subject. It's a deep, deep rabbit hole, right? But just sticking to like the basic facts right now. So you got Jeremy Corbell, the documentary filmmaker. He brings this guy Dave Grush before, you know, Congress to talk about, you know, basically whistleblow on like the UFO, UAP, whatever they're calling it now, you know, recovery and reverse engineering programs that have been going on for decades, apparently. And then on top of that, he brings another guy named Timothy Brown, who's currently working for the Department of State, but worked at the Pentagon and was peripherally aware of these programs. He wrote a report called Immaculate Constellation that basically details all these programs and where they're kind of being hidden. And it's like this kind of like unholy alliance between like Department of Defense and DARPA and like these private defense contractors basically trying to reverse engineer these things out at Grim Lake and other areas. But the most telling thing about this, these two guys, one, Dave Grush is a retired Air Force intelligence officer. Timothy Brown was a government contractor in DOD, worked all over DOD, and now works at the State Department. He has the kind of level clearance that you would need to see something like that. You know, both these guys are very genuine, very, like, sincere, and they're bringing really detailed information. I mean, the most telling thing about it to me right now is that the government's not denying any of it. They basically blocked it on the grounds of national security, but they didn't deny any of it. And these guys are bringing some pretty detailed information. And then Jeremy Corbell brought Bob Lazar, who was like the original whistleblower, I guess one of the original whistleblowers from the 80s, 88, I believe, talking about working at Groom Lake. He's a physicist, and apparently he's reverse engineering one of these things. He was reverse engineering the original flying saucer-looking ones, which, well, just for a side note, he called it the Roadster UFO. So hopefully if they release these things and they start commercializing, we'll do a GoFundMe and get you a Roadster, Walt, and get your Roadster UFO. But
cool.
These guys are very sincere. They're bringing very detailed information, and nobody's denying it. They're saying, basically, we can't talk about this, but they're not saying that it's not happening. So that's pretty crazy considering, you know, how many years of trying to, like, you know, dismiss it or marginalize people or attack people for talking about it. And now they're not even denying it. They're just saying, basically, we won't talk about it. That's a huge thing. When you know the government, you deal with the government and all like that at that level, you know, that's basically them admitting, yeah, we have this stuff, but we're not going to talk about it right now. You know, that's basically what's happening. So it's a pretty wild thing to kind of see happen. I was always kind of agnostic about the subject. Like, you know, I figured there was definitely life out there, but whether they're coming here and probing guys' butts, wasn't so sure. But you know what? They might actually be, right? It looks like it's probably true. So, pretty wild.
Okay, when we come back, we'll talk about UFOs, whistleblowers, and my take on the UFOs. All right, this is Scoop, Walt, and Mike on 75 Radio on Libby News Radio Network. Take away, boys.
Would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. In Palm Springs, California today, one person has been killed in a car explosion that damaged a fertility clinic. Police are calling it an intentional act of violence. One police spokesman says investigators believe the person who died is likely the one who set off that blast. Major jailbreak in New Orleans.
Authorities say 10 men escaped a New Orleans prison Friday by going through a hole behind a toilet and scaling a wall while the one guard on duty was away getting food. Surveillance footage shows the escapees sprinting out of the facility, some wearing orange clothing, others in white. They scaled a barbed wire fence, covering it with blankets to avoid being cut. One prisoner was caught soon after the escape, after a brief chase on foot through the famous French Quarter. Two more escapees were caught by Friday evening. I'm Donna Water.
Also at townhall.com, President Trump was struck by the wealth on display during his visit this past week to several Arab states.
Throughout his four-day tour, the president repeatedly commented on the lavish surroundings of the oil-rich autocrats. He admired the marble in the Qatari palace, praised the gleaming skyline in Saudi Arabia, and boasted about the red carpet welcome he received. The president also grumbled about the much less impressive Air Force One compared with the aircraft belonging to his Arab hosts. The trip focused mainly on business deals boosting U.S. investment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Rough weather. At least 27 people have been killed in tornadoes in the last 24 hours, 18 of them in Kentucky. Health officials endorsing the first blood test that can help diagnose Alzheimer's. Tests would help identify patients who may benefit from drugs that can slow that disease. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that. You can't go there. You can't play your favorite sport. You better sit this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms. One where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain, and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
The runner on third takes a short lead. Elwood glances over. Now back to the plate. He sets the pitch. It's swung on. Strike three. They've won it. They have won it. World champions. Jim, what's it like down on the field?
John, it's a madhouse down here. I'm trying to get to Bob Elwood, the winning pitcher. Bob, how does it feel? Winning the seventh game on a strikeout.
Yeah, I thought he'd be looking for a slider, so I came on with my fastball.
World champions! Is this the greatest moment of your life?
Absolutely not. Jim, the best moments for me are breakfast with the kids, long walks with my wife, just holding her hand, you know?
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Jim, when was the last time you held your wife's hand?
Well, it's been a while.
I tell you need to step up to the plate, Jim.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
Step into the boots of the American West with Range Magazine, where grit meets grace. This is a front row seat to the stories, struggles, and triumphs of ranchers, farmers, and stewards of the land. From jaw-dropping photography to no-nonsense reporting, Range brings you the untold tales of life on the range. Whether you're a city dweller with a cowboy's heart or living life where the pavement ends, Range speaks to the soul of the West. Subscribe today at rangemagazine.com.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever.
you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop standing at an awesome birthday party in Tyson's Corner, hanging out with Ed Huebner and a bunch of lovely ladies. Also with Mike Rigbrand and Walter Yerke. We're talking about UFOs and whistleblowers. Mike, I got a couple questions. These whistleblowers, are they saying this? The UFOs, are they from outer space or from Defense Department experimentation?
Both. They're saying the so right now, according to the whistleblowers, the most of the craft that were recovered, obviously they have a recovery team going out recovering these things. The first one recovered, they have one supposedly that was dug up by the Mussolini's government in the 30s in Italy, and that our government took control of and brought back after World War II. But they're saying they recovered from Roswell, elsewhere, whatever. But they also said that some of these things are being reverse engineered and that we're building our own now. So there's an allegation out there that the white Tic Tac ones they've been talking about, that those are actually being built by Lockheed Martin at the Skunk Works at Area 51, that those are actually our version of it, that we're building our own now.
So what is it, reverse engineering? Is it like we're taking like a UFO from parts unknown and it's just building ourselves?
Yeah, stripping it down, figuring out how it works, what it uses to, you know, create the, I guess, the magnetic field around it that makes it move the way it does, makes it move as fast as it does, and then building our own versions of it. You know, that's supposedly what's happening. There's allegations, I guess, Zeta Reticuli is a star system they keep mentioning in this stuff. I don't know how true that is or not true, you know, but that's basically what's being said. Zeta Reticuli seems to be the place they're talking about, which is, I looked it up, it's a binary star system. It's like 4.7 light years away or something like that. But if these things are really moving the way they say they're moving, the light year distance wouldn't matter because these things are moving a different way. It kind of steps outside of that realm, would move kind of against time and space almost. It like basically like a warp drive, think like Star Trek almost, you know what I mean?
Right. But, you know, here's my thing about UFOs, you know, especially in the 21st century. You know, we have cameras everywhere. We have, you know, amateur meteorologists, amateur people, radar, and all sorts of different satellites looking down on us. You know, where are all the UFOs from, like, back in the 40s and 50s? You know, all these flying saucers and little green men. And, you know, if a UFO is coming to Earth. Say again?
The government supposedly has them. They said Grush and this guy, the new one, I think his name is Brown, said they have the bodies. They have bodies from crashed disks. They have the biologics, the bodies from these things, and that there's some kind of, there's allegations of like some kind of interaction between like our government, military, whatever, and these visitors, these aliens, whatever you want to call them.
Right, but I'm saying my question is like, it's, you know, if I'm coming from outer space into Earth's atmosphere, and I see all these like cities with lights, like, you know, our major cities like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, why wouldn't I go there and find out what's going on? And then why wouldn't people say, hey, look, you got this giant flying saucer, Mike?
Well, I was never really big into space. So I just kind of started deeping in. It's a big rabbit hole. But there's a lot of like reports from out there that seem pretty credible to me that I've read. I mean, Betty and Barney Hill, apparently in the 50s, that seems like a pretty credible report. And then beyond that, like a great many others, including one I found really interesting. So some diplomat at the UN with his security staff and NYPD personnel apparently witnessed a UFO in the 80s sometime over a building in Manhattan and saw basically a light beaming into a building and a human body, they don't know who, being beamed out of the apartment or whatever into the UFO, like being basically lifted by this light up into a UFO. And this is a documented report. I looked it up, and it was documented with the NYPD, I think in like the late 80s sometime. So, I mean, there's that. It seems like there's the stuff's out there. They just kind of, no one really gave it much credit, and the media never really gave it much airtime, I guess, but it seems like the stuff's out there, like the information's out there. So there might be a lot more to it than probably I ever gave it credit for, or I guess many other people did, you know? But it seems legit.
Right.
I mean, it seems like it's legitimate because they're not denying it. That's the biggest thing about it, Scoop, is they're not denying it. They're not even denying it. They're just saying, listen, we can't talk about this because it's national security. That's all they're saying. They're not denying it. They're not trying to attack these guys like that. They're basically just, you know, saying, listen, we can't talk about it because of national security. So, you know, that gives a... To me, that gives a lot of credence because the government usually just denies everything. And the fact that they're not denying it, to me, is kind of telling.
Right, but wouldn't we say like, oh, we're not, you know, we cannot confirm or deny this report because they want to keep, I don't know, like say like the Russians or Chinese on the toes.
According to Grush and this other guy, the Russians and Chinese have their own versions. That they have their own recovered craft and they're basically working on reverse engineering theirs as well. You know, so it might be like an arms race thing that's going on.
Okay, wow. What do you make of all this UFO and whistleblowers?
Ed, you leaving?
I think there's UFOs out there. I really do. If our planet can sustain life, there's other places out there in the universe that can. And the searches that we've done in the universe, in the back of my mind, I can see that as just look over here. They don't want us to look in someplace else because they know at someplace else that's where the real work is. You know, you can have, you know, the Hubble and that thing that's out by Pluto now. That's what we've been trained to look at. That's what we've been trained over the years, over the past 30 years, 35 years that this thing has been in orbit, to just take note to that when it's mentioned on the news. They can't tell me that there's not something else going on out there, other probes way out there, in connection, communication, if you have it, communication with these outside planetary beings. That's how I feel.
Wow. Well, that's why we brought Mike Rickman aboard, so he can be on top of this. So, Mike, continue to do your due diligence, and we'll hopefully get to the bottom of this.
Absolutely.
Any other breaking news concerning these UFOs or what's the new term for these things? Because they're always changing them. Because I don't remember UFOs.
UAPs or something?
Yeah, UAP. Oh, yeah, they're calling them UAPs. Yeah. Crazy.
Was that the politically correct term to call them UFOs?
UFOs, I guess, is the old term. UAP, I guess, is the newer term, unidentified aerial phenomenon. But, I mean, they're transmedium, right? They're going in and out of the oceans and stuff, apparently, and they can basically move through any medium as though it's not even there. So, I mean, it's crazy stuff, you know? Like, it's definitely interesting. I mean, and I'm kind of excited. Like, I think it's pretty cool that this is actually real, and apparently we have a lot more information about it. So I'm hoping that they start releasing more, you know, and then we can get Walt the Roadster UFO, you know? I know he's a car guy, yeah. So.
Right. Well, I need a roadster. My thing is still a piece of junk, but anyways, talk about that later.
What are one of them wheelchairs over there?
Wheelchairs. Where do you think I am, sir?
One of them little rascals, you know, one of them things. Like they have them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, yep. Stuff one of those.
We should have to give a shout-out to Fixident for, we have to give a shout-out to Fixident for sponsoring the party at the nursing home that Scoop's currently at.
So. I'll fix it at you. I'll fix it at you, Mike.
You should become a denture grip salesman or something.
How do we go from UFOs to dentures? I mean,
you'd make a fortune over there.
Well, listen, you're
giving away free samples. can I get it for free, Sonny Boy? Pay me a different way.
I wouldn't have to. Well, if I was a fixer-it salesman, I wouldn't have to give away for free because I could charge a Medicaid account, or the nursing home would charge their Medicaid account.
Mm-hmm. Only a guy trolling nursing homes would know that.
Right. I mean, listen. Just because you guys are jealous, I got to go to these awesome parties of these beautiful women. Don't mean you have to, you know, say, oh, Scoop's in a nursing home. He's hitting on like toothless women or women with dentures. You know,
We're not hating on your game, brother. Listen, you do you. God bless you. You get where you got to get it. You know, you like nursing homes. That's your thing. You know, hey, no one's hating on you here.
Right. But anyways, folks, don't listen to Walter or Mike concerning my dating life. Just go and check us out on Facebook, Scoop Stanton on Facebook. I got some beautiful pictures, some beautiful people. And I can't thank these people enough for just letting me into this world. But I'm not at a nursing home selling a poly grip or fix a dent or whatever, the dentures or what stuff like that. Anyways, can we continue?
Hey, you started it. I don't know how we got here.
Mike's talking about a roadster. And I was like, I need a new car. And, you know, I'm thinking of getting this UFO roadster, get it, you know, go around town. Then next thing I know, we're talking about. Anyways, we come back, we'll talk about James Comey and finish the news. This is 75 Radio on Libby News Radio Network.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Cybercrime is exploding. Take Sarah from Sweet Delights, whose world crumbled after having to close with not being able to bounce back. Small businesses are prime targets, but the right strategies can keep yours safe. Jay Hill, CEO of Network Providers, has co-authored The Cyber Playbook Simplifies Cybersecurity for Business Owners with Strategies to Avoid Costly Breaches and Fines, Build a Strong Cyber Attack Response, Secure Your Business with Key Protections. Cyber threats aren't slowing down, but you can stay ahead. Protect your business. Ensure its security for tomorrow. Get the Cyber Playbook today at networkprovidersinc.com/cyber-playbook or call 385-446-5500 now.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. While you were listening to those important commercials from Managed IT Services, I was doing my due diligence and looking at the Instagram account of the lovely spokesmodel for 75 Radio, Danella Rodriguez. Follow her at Danella Rodriguez. Model on Instagram, and I already got another photo for the archives. Anyways, our last segment, we're going to talk about former FBI director James Comey. Now, he went out and thought he'd be cute on Instagram, on social media, and get a whole bunch of clicks, and he got some seashells from somewhere, and wrote the numbers 8647. That's 8647. Now, those who've been around for a while know that the term 86 means somebody's been thrown out, somebody's been cut off, or something has been got rid of. I've been 86 for many establishments in the city of New York over the years, so I'm quite aware of 86. And then 47 is, of course, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. So he's saying 86-47, or get rid of the 47th president. And, of course, Secret Service and law enforcement got their antenna up and questioned Mr. Comey about such actions. And, anyways, I'll get the opinions of Walter and Mike before I give my opinions of this whole thing, especially coming from the media. Well, what's your opinion of Comey putting 8647 on Instagram?
he's not coming forward with anything substantial. He did it. He knows he did it. He was probably having 5 or 6 Coronas on the beach, because you can't say you went and walked up and saw that. I did some research. There are approximately 2 billion square feet of land on the face of the earth. You can't tell me that this former attorney general or FBI, CIA guy, attorney, you can't tell me that just by happenstance he came across it. You know, so it's something that he did. He realizes that he shouldn't have. It's like when you're drunk, don't go on Facebook. And he did. Okay. The guy's a moron. He should have been hauled in. You know, the proverbial swinging bear light bulb swinging back and forth with 3 guys in there screaming down on him. Okay. Comey looks to be like soft as baby pudding, and he'll crack in a minute. So that's what they need to do. Stop with these political, we got to be politically correct because he used to be the FBI director. That's a bunch of nonsense. Put him under the screws. He will crack. He will crack. And not only about the seashells.
Right. Mike, what say you about Comey in 8647?
I agree with Walt. Walt, he nailed it, you know. Listen, again, it's like we talked about before, there has to be accountability. And it's a clear, you know, thing. It's a clear statement. You know what I mean? And given the history with the 2 legitimate attempts as well as the confirmed, you know, crews that were out there trying on top of those, I think it should be taken seriously. And, yeah, and it should be dealt with accordingly. I think it should be dragged in and made to answer for it, you know, because accountability matters. You know, so I agree with Walt 100%.
Right. And, you know, but to me, I don't think he meant no harm towards President Trump. I think he just wanted President Trump out of office, number one. But he should be questioning his motivations for putting it out, number two. Number three, if you want to get some clicks, he should just repost a couple of clicks of our spokesman, the lovely Danilo Rodriguez, but that's for another show. But my biggest complaint has nothing to do with Comey and his bad choice of Instagram posts. It's the right-wing media, because since we're in a 24-hour news cycle, and frankly, the news cycle has been quiet for this week since President Trump was in the Middle East, everybody's just bitching, moaning, and complaining, saying, oh, you need to be, you know, keel-hauled, you need to do this, that, and thing. And my thing is, it's like, shut the front door. It's like he did what he did. It was not the most brightest thing he's done, and especially at this time when, you know, everyone's divided by everything at all times. But, you know, right wing media just needs to just be quiet for once, because left wing media, of course, they bitch, moan, complain about everything, and they make a mountain out of molehill over everything else. You know, from St. George of fentanyl to refugees to ICE detainment facilities and so on and so forth. But you know, just take a chill pill. Let the authorities do what they need to do, and then keep it moving. There's a whole bunch of other things they can bitch, moan, and complain about. But you know, I digress. Anybody have anything else they want to say about Comey and his stupid post?
There's a lot of what do you call those other posts, like copycat posts? You know, in seashells, people writing, you know, Comey knew it, or you know, 47 forever, all in seashells. So you know, you know, what do they call them? Memes.
Yeah.
So you know, people on the right are having fun with this. The people on the left don't know what to do because they're not talking about it.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Walt to some degree, but I think a lot of it is the right wing guys. A lot of it is the clickbait shit for the influencers, right? These people get paid by how many clicks they get, whatever social media likes. So I think a lot of it is them kind of trying to drum up some controversy around it, because it gets them some, you know, attention on their accounts, and they make some money on it. And that's part of it. So I agree with you on that side, Pete.
Right. And speaking of clickbait, one industrious social media superstar
has own fun with a meme. He took his chewable vitamins and wrote on his bed in chewable vitamins 69475. So, anyways, that individual, that social media influencer, got no clicks whatsoever, and it just failed again. So, anyways, let's hope he does better.
You gotta
next
stop
time.
Putting the ages of your dates on out there on the media networks.
I think it's wrong. He used their chewable vitamins to do it. You know, they got to gum those things, and this guy's putting them all over his bed. You know,
that's right. They're off of gummy bears.
That's right.
No, 60, listen, 69 is a sexual act for, you know, those who are, you know, streetwise, such as yours truly.
Hey, this is a family show.
It's a family show.
And 75, of course, is the name of our radio show, 75 Radio. So why not 6975? Anyways, not that.
Also, the age range that you've been targeting.
Well, it's better than Joe's age range from 10 to 13.
This is true. This is absolutely true. Very good point.
But, I can say things, but yeah. It's a family show.
But hey, at least I'm going on dates. But I, you know what? Come to think of it, I can't remember last time I went on a date. Good grief. But anyways.
Because you have to go there and stay there. That's fine.
Go,
I mean,
where?
You don't pick them up. You got to stay there.
See, you know, change diapers, put out Chuck's pads.
Yeah, they don't let him out after 6 o'clock.
And then there's the adult diaper thing. You know, he's got to take care of those too.
So you're alleging that I hang out at nursing homes and pick up women like between 69 and 75 years of age?
That seems to be the case. The evidence definitely evidence supports that. As a detective, I think the evidence definitely supports that conclusion.
What evidence do you have?
Your own statements.
You don't stand. All right. Well, anyways, you can't use that in court. So, anyways, finally, the last couple minutes. The new media is some absolute trash. Our buddy Charlie Duff interviewed that Indian congressman from Detroit trying to impeach Trump. And Charlie really put the screws to him, asking him simple questions about his neighborhoods in his district, and this guy, whoever the Indian guy is, failed miserably. So, anyways, other social media influencers or whatever, they copied that, they clipped that piece of footage from Charlie's show on No BS News and just put it out there without giving Charlie credit. So for all that, I say Foxtrot Uniform. Now, we're old school, so if we have news coverage, we have clips or anything else, we give either a link right to the website to where we got it from, or we say, you know, here's Charlie Duff talking about this, that, and the other thing. So new media, do better. Give people credit for the hard work they do. And it's just too easy just to cut, copy, and paste and throw up on the Internet. Mike, what say you about people just cut, copy, and paste stuff that other people work diligently to provide?
And that's like low energy loser crap, you know. Give Charlie the credit. That man is a true journalist. He's an amazing guy. He does a brilliant show. You know, give the guy the damn credit, you know. But these people are just, like I said, again, like the same thing with the so-called influencers, you know. They do nothing more than just kind of take some pictures or steal somebody else's, you know, work and throw it out there as their own for clicks and likes and whatever. It's wrong. It shouldn't be happening. They should be forced to give some kind of credit.
Right. Anyways, on that note, we made it through another show for Walter Yerkew, Mike Rigbrandt. This is Feed Scoop Stan, reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. Next, see you next week.
James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.